This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, December 1, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government will release the Christmas bonuses of City Hall employees regardless of their vaccination status. However, Mayor Sara Duterte said Monday that those who are not vaccinated and not regular employees will not become priority for renewal of employment next year. The city government has given its employees until the end of the year for them to get vaccinated, or those non-plantilla employees may find themselves out of the city government next year. In another development, Senator Christopher Lawrence Go has announced his move to withdraw from the presidential race. Go said among the factors that pushed him to withdraw from the race was his family. He added that he does not also want to burden President Rodrigo Duterte, whose daughter Mayor Sara Duterte is running for vice president in tandem with another presidential candidate, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. In business, the Department of Finance is reviewing the viability of pursuing a fiscal consolidation plan that will minimize whatever long-term economic scarring may occur as a result of the COVID-19-induced crisis and the budgetary implication of the Supreme Court's 2018 ruling that expands the share of local government units on national government taxes, which will take effect next year, Secretary Carlos Dominguez III said. This SC ruling refers to the expanded National Tax Allotment, or NTA, formerly known as the Internal Revenue Allotment for LGUs. In another story, the NCCC Group announced it is reopening its Lupon branch today, which is located along E. Aguinaldo Street. The three-story building will house NCCC Supermarket, Department Store, HB1 Pharmacy, and Hardware Max. Aside from Lupon, NCCC also has another branch in Matis City, Davao Oriental. The Lupon branch opened in August 2016. However, due to damages the building incurred during the 2019 earthquake, the store had to close for renovations. In sports, pole vault sensation EJ Obiena has vowed that he will continue to represent the Philippines despite the controversy that has hounded him. Obiena has been at odds with the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association over the salary of his coach. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.